Rory Kennedy steps out of the car. Rory Kennedy, well done. Congratulations. How does it feel to be a Donegal winner again?
Oh, it's brilliant to be a Donegal winner again. I had such a fantastic team looking after us, and the whole team effort is incredible, Oisín. And, you know, we're in Cumo tyres there, and we're racing against the boys in the Mitchens, who are all supposed to be better tyres. Like. But yeah, I drove a brilliant rally, and fair play. Hey, I'm absolutely over the moon. Hey, incredible victory. Like.
Yep. You've waited some time now, Rory, personally, to get another one in Donegal.
Well, it's only 20 years since the last one, 1995, and at a minute, I guess, of course, you remember that.
Yeah.
It's a very poignant moment for me personally. Now. Yeah. So, brilliant time. I'm delighted to do it, and after all these years, still be fit to do this and be at this level, you know, it's incredible.
Yeah. And your father, of course, involved in motorsport and involved in the motor club. You're now eventually going to get the hands on the trophy, which is named after him.
Oh, of course, it's very dear to me as well, and I'm delighted to do that. Yeah. You know, I thought I'd run out of days, but thanks to Gary, we got this opportunity, and, you know, we drove the car this weekend, something incredibly well, like, and I'm actually lost for words. It's incredible. I think you've done unbelievably brilliant. Yeah.
Well, listen, Rory, thanks for talking to us. Talk again at the finish line. Well done. Congratulations. He's going to meet his supporters. That is Rory Kennedy, the winning navigator. He, of course, won before with Bertie Fisher on 3 occasions, and now he's won it again, this time with Gary Jennings. Gary just doing another couple of interviews. We will, of course, get speaking to Gary in just a few moments. And it's been a great story for Gary Jennings as well, because he was the 2012 champion here with Neil Doherty, and he had a couple of difficult years because he did finish in top threes, but there was a few mistakes. As we get the round of applause here in the background once again, we see the Boyles coming through now, Declan and Brian Boyle from Letcher McAward, who are finishing runners-up in this event, and the brand new Ford Fiesta WRC. They were, of course, the champions last year. We'll get a word with Declan, with Brian, in just a few moments. And Donna Kelly has finished this event as well. Donna driving the Ford Focus WRC with Kevin Flanagan on board. They're coming in third position. As we said, they did, of course, come through into this event as title favourites for this one. Gary Jennings just getting congratulated by a number of people. Gary, well done. Congratulations. Another Donegal. How's it feel at the moment, just minutes after knowing that you've won it?
Oh, it's hard now. Just nerve-wracking that last stage. We're taking flat-out corners the second year, but you know, it's great to get here. Hey, thanks to everybody for all their support over this last couple of weeks to make it possible. You know, all our sponsors, you know, especially Go and Deer Park College and Donegal, and Donegal Bay Fields, you know, they've all put it together to make it possible. You know, they're all oil men and work with me, but they want us, the wins as much for them as anything else.
Yeah. Was it harder to win it this year than what it was in 2012?
Probably not, because we were underdogs. There wasn't many people that kept us doing it. I know James Cullen did, so good man, James. But I haven't done much rallying, so I didn't expect to be on the pace right away. But once we got on the pace and made the correct decisions, the whole team worked fabulous all again. Like, the tyre choice we made this morning was the same tyre we used yesterday in the hottest day we had. So the team made the decision, got the tyre high, and had won us the rally.
Yeah. You betted yourself on Friday, and then you got the lead. But we talked about this yesterday, and Andrew Nesbitt, as you said, told you years and years ago, if you want to win Donegal, you have to do it on a Saturday morning. And Gary, you went on the pipe yesterday morning.
Yeah, without a doubt. We had to attack them, you know, same this morning. These boys are going to attack us this morning, but I seen Andrew out there at one of the stages, so yeah, thanks very much for the advice. I'll be taking it on board.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll let you savour this now. Well done, the second Donegal. Gary, many congratulations. Well done. Gary Jennings, the winner of the 2015 Donegal International Rally. We'll just head around. I know there was a big battle going on in the National, and we will be going down there shortly. Manus Kelly has won that. We'll be speaking to him in a few moments. My friend Declan Boyle standing here, and Brian, of course, is navigator. Declan, you got this fantastic looking wee Fiesta back to the finish line. How was Donegal for you?
Donegal was brilliant. You know, Monday night we tested the car, come back to last Monday night, and we were about 200 yards up a field in a bog. So, you know, trying to test and set up the suspension. But to get this far and get second, and no better man could win it than Gary.
Yeah. So you've now got a feel of this car. Are you really, really excited now with rallies coming up and what this thing can do?
I am. I feel there's definitely more to take out of it. And we need, you know, mileage. It's all about mileage and putting up miles on the car to get used to it. But there's definitely more to come out of it.
Yeah. And now, of course, this will be put to bed now in the next couple of days. And you've won Donegal. You'll know what it's like. You'll have a craving and an itch and seeing what's going on here now in front of you with Gary that you want another title back to you, Declan.
Definitely. So, you know, what I want to do over the next year now is get in good shape for next year. Yeah. To have a go at it again.
Yeah. How was Brian's performance this weekend?
Absolutely brilliant. He never missed a note.
Yeah.
As usual.
We'll talk to you again at the finish round. Well done, Declan.
Thank you very much. Thank
Declan
you.
Boyle getting his Ford Fiesta WRC car back into the finish here, and he finished in second, and he's quite content with his performance at the moment. We're just going to try and go up through the cars here, because we've got a number of the national winners. Manus Kelly's here along with his wife. He's just doing another interview. We'll come round to Manus in just a moment. In the meantime, we might go try and find the navigator, Donal Barrett, winner of the national rally. Donal's just getting congratulated as well. Donal, well done. We're live in Highland Sunday Sport here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
National winner of Donegal. How's that feel?
Sure. You know what we've been through this last few years. It's just phenomenal to get there in the end, you know.
Yeah. What was the feeling like today on the third day, knowing that you had this big, big advantage and how you managed that?
We're probably a bit disappointed. Obviously very disappointed that Damien and Brian went out this morning. You know, they're good friends and good competitors. That kind of changed the dynamic because we were 20 ahead of them and then all of a sudden we're 40 ahead of Adrian. So unfortunately Adrian went out in the last stage too, but it's unbelievable really, Austin. Yeah. You know what we've been, how hard we're trying to do this, you know, and no man deserves more than Manus. Thank you.
And you've been on it for a long time and you've had some huge battles with Gary McPhillips over the years and with other drivers, and you've waited and waited, and you say you've went through some difficult times and you've had some bad luck as well, but all of a sudden, when did you actually realise that this is becoming a reality here, Donal?
Well, I suppose going into the last loop, thanks Mars, going into the last loop there today, you were 4 day ahead, and then he took 10 out of us, and then we had the same time at Atlantic Drive, so we're just then that's Atlantic Drive then really, Austin. If we drove around it, we would get it, you know.
Well, listen, the crew of Kelly and Barrett fully deserve it. Well done. I'm going to speak to Manus Kelly. Manus, we're live on Highland Sunday Sport. Okay. Well done. How are you now, boy?
Austin, just the biggest weight ever came off my shoulders. I'm just absolutely over the moon. I just can't describe the way I feel right now. It's brilliant. Just
how was Fannadon there for you?
It was just a nightmare. Every corner was a nightmare. I just needed to get around the corner and ahead, just trying to keep it focused and try not cut any corners, and that's just...
And listen, as I said to Donal, when did you actually realise that you were going to win this thing?
I don't know. When do you ever... You realise when you cross the line, Austin. I mean, anything can go wrong. As you know, rallying can be very cruel. A couple of years ago, I was 1 second between me and Gary, and I slid off on there. No, that's rallying, like, you know, but thank God was with me this time, and the wee wife's here with me, and I'm delighted.
Bernie's your rock, she's standing here beside us, so she is. And listen, man, I said to you a few times this weekend, I've never seen you more relaxed in a rally car.
I suppose, Austin, like, I don't know why that was, like, you know, we set out this year, it was a big decision for us after coming back from a big accident last year, we had to consider our families and all the rest of it, but we said we'd give it one last try. We came out and went very well. It seemed to be going smooth from the start. The car was very good. Cal Brown did an excellent job on the car. And we just felt confident. And then, I suppose, luck fell in our way. And it never done us any favours before. So
you're going to be the toast of the Mount Errigal tonight at the prize giving, Manus?
Well, no. I'll drink the toast.
There you go. Manus Kelly, one of the national. Manus Kelly, very popular, of course, with the rally supporters. We're going to take a look around to see who else we can talk to and who we can see. Looking for Paul Reid, who had a big battle along with... There's Carr. Where's Paul at? Paul, will you fill us in who finished third in the national?
Oh, Mr. Frank Kelly.
Did he take the...
No, he did not. I'm really joking. No, we finished third. He got us in the last stage there. Yeah. But we pushed as hard as we could. But we knew he was going to fight for it, so...
Yeah. What was the difference in the end?
3 seconds, I think.
Right. Very close.
Very happy with it. Very, very, very happy.
Well, I can tell you, the quality of your driving is very impressive, given that the car is a wee bit under par compared to the rest of the boys.
Well, she's under par now. I haven't been out in 2 years too, so it's a big achievement for me, like myself, so I'm happy enough.
Well, listen, you look after rally cars all the time, and you're back in the hot seat. You don't be out that often in it now, Paul. But you're going to have to come back and try and improve in this third next year.
Yeah, well, we'll try again. We'll get something better, maybe, and push for it now to see.
All right, well done. Congratulations on your third.
All right, thank you.
There you go, that's Paul Reid, just checking to see who else. Joseph McGonigal. Well done, Joseph. We've been watching you all weekend. We're live here on a Sunday Sport. I'm sure you're delighted to get to the end of Donegal.
Aye, definitely. It was a tough day, you know. Actually, with the class sort of sewn up from yesterday, so we just needed to push on.
Well, that's harder to do at times.
Oh, definitely. You know, with a couple of slides in Atlantic Drive and in here, where if we had something to race for, we'd have been going a lot harder and less likely to make mistakes. You know, instead I'm driving around wondering what I'm going to drink tonight. So.
Well, listen, I'm sure you'll have a good drink in the Mount Errigal. Well done on finishing Donegal, because it's always a tough one, isn't it?
Thank you. Well done, Rick.
There you go. That's Joseph McGonigal from Muff. And, of course, the cars will now all be heading back into the Mount Errigal Hotel for the finish round. But all the rain's on, but it's not going to dampen the spirits, because there's a lot of Donegal Motor Club members who have taken victory here today. I'm just trying to watch further down the field to see if I can see Martin Doherty, wherever he is. I know there's still a few cars late in coming in down here, but Martin Doherty was leading Group N, getting into the final run of stages. So we'll just maybe wait to see where he is and where he comes out. I see Pat Kirk coming down the road now as well. So we'll have to wait to see how Martin Doherty finishes. But it's been a good weekend for the Donegal Motor Club because their members have taken victories in the national and the international rally. Just to recap, Gary Jennings once again victorious with Rory Kennedy on board. It's been an emotional one for both of those guys. They finished well over a minute ahead of Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle in the Fiesta WRC. And then, of course, we had Donna Kelly finishing in a third position. We'll just get confirmation as to who finished fourth. Derek McGarty, of course, took a lot of time out of Seamus Leonard. Seamus, you're here at the finish. Who won the battle for fourth? We've got Mr. McGarty standing beside us.
That was I. Yep. He spent the money. I wouldn't spend the money.
But listen, you two were one of the highlights of the last day in the battle that you were having.
Oh, today was a good battle now between the two of us. Like, it was knock and tuck, and it was all down to tire choice at the end of the day. I made probably the right choice the first time. He made the wrong one, but this time he made the right choice for the next three, so obviously he's the winner.
Yeah. And you're back in the car, left-hand drive car. You haven't been in it in 8 months, so it's not a bad performance to finish fifth.
No, I'm happy now. The car, they're very easy cars to drive now, in fairness. They are very easy adapted, and I enjoyed the weekend.
And the old man, McCafferty, still has it, John.
Oh, he's there. He wanted to look out the one, and I says, no, you're not looking out the one.
Listen, well done your performance today, Seamus.
Thank you very much,
Archie. Have a good day. Of course, Derek McGarty had the big battle. Seamus McGinnigan told me this morning that you would be fastest in the two runs in Atlantic Drive. He wasn't far wrong, was it?
Well, it wasn't fastest in the first one, but we were fastest in the second one. As Seamus says, we went out today, we gambled on a heavily cut wet tire, and the rain didn't come. Yeah. And it was a disaster. We threw away 16 seconds on this the first time through it. We went in, it was raining. I says, I don't care, put slicks on it. And we put slicks on it, and it worked.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And you had some problems earlier on in the weekend, particularly on the first day and early on Saturday. But today suited you, particularly this last loop of cars, and you showed that you could put up really, really good times.
Yeah, well, these stages are stages that I would know a bit better. And, well, obviously everybody knows them probably as well as I do. But, yeah, performance of the car is fantastic. Then we were punching quickest times. At the start of the rally, we weren't. We lost brakes on the third stage. We lost all confidence. After six stages, we were out of the rally.
Well, listen, well done to getting to the finish. And thanks for keeping us entertained with that fourth and that fifth place battle.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, there you go. Derek McGarty, of course, a regular visitor to Donegal. I'll just maybe go down the line once again because I see Donna Kelly. Donna, of course, a man that has spoken Highland Sunday Sport live on numerous occasions this year. Donna, you got the car to the finish of Donegal, third overall. I know there's crucial championship points here for you, but if you could sum up how you're feeling, because you had a mixed bag this weekend.
I think I said to you earlier in the week, the championships were fine, but we all would like to win this one. And it just went all wrong yesterday morning for us when we got the puncture in Gary Gort. But, you know, in overall terms, happy to finish third. We mixed it with Gary and Declan all weekend. So, I suppose you can't be too disappointed.
Yeah, a second last year, a third this year, and there's no doubt you'll be coming back next year now trying to get this one which has eluded you this last couple of years.
Well, again, as I said, we're all getting older too. yeah, hopefully.
Well, all you have to do is look at Rory Kennedy, who waited 20 years, so.
Yeah, but surely with God's help, we'll be back next year and maybe give it a go again.
Yeah, and now you've got the championship, of course. You're looking very, very solid at the top of that, Donna.
Yeah, you know, I need to get somebody to do a few maths for me to work out what we need to do. But I think if we had a good result in Ulster, we could clinch the championship.
I'll get Seamus McGinnigan going to do your number counting for you. How does that sound?
We probably then have to go to Cork as well.
Listen, Donna, well done, and thanks for talking to us over the weekend. Donna Kelly there and Kevin Flanagan finishing in third position overall. And Miles, what we might do is just go maybe a wee quick run back up through the cars to see if there's any of the other locals that we can talk to. We did, of course, speak to Manus, and second in the battle, of course, was Adrian Hetherington. Adrian from County Tyrone, and then we had Paul Reid as well, who has finished this event. Frank Kelly put in a big battle too. Damien Gallagher has got himself to the end of another Donegal. Some impressive times by Damien, but I'm sure you'll be happy to finish in the top half of the National.
I am again, another top five, Oisin. That's brilliant, actually, to tell you the truth. We had a real good day today. We go bogey this morning, but to be fair, you know, he outpaced us today, so we're not more we can do with him.
Yeah. Just looking for Adrian Hetherington here. Maybe you could update us.
Adrian Hetherington's parked on, well, I have nicknamed out this stage, Conrad Staten fan.
Right.
I would say, I would imagine, engine for you sitting on the left-hand right. Side, bonnet up. So, unfortunately for Adrian, he didn't get through the last one this time again.
So that was McManus, the national champion, Paul Reid second, and...
Frank second, Paul third.
Okay, yeah.
Bogey fourth, and we're fifth.
Right.
Yeah.
So top five finish, then you're happy.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah, there you are. Thanks, Damien. Well done. Damien Gallagher there. So there we were just actually looking for Adrian Hetherington to have a quick word because we were talking to Paul, and Paul told us Paul told us that he had actually finished third, and Frank Kelly's got up to second. So what we'll do is we're going to calculate all these times, and we will, of course, be back shortly on Sunday Sport once again for you with how the official standings are after the 20 stages of what's been a highly entertaining, highly exciting, it's been a tremendous spectacle throughout the course of the weekend, the Jewel Donegal International Rally. But what we do know is the two winners today, Gary Jennings, second-time winner, with Rory Kennedy, four-time winner now on board that Subaru, winning the Donegal Rally, and Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett. They've been knocking on the door for a long time to try and win the National, and they've done it here this weekend. Many thanks again to McLaughlin Motor Factors for their sponsor today. Miles, we're going to hand you back to the studio. That's the reaction from the finish down here in Port Salon, and we're all heading back now to Letterkenny to the main finish ramp, where I'm sure there's thousands waiting at the Mount Errigal Hotel, and we'll also be back soon with another wrap-down on how the top tens of both the National and International finish. Back to you in the studio.